as the soul talks, as the soul awakens, as you and your soul begin to have dialogue, a kind of a joy begins to bubble up inside. And it tells you a story. And the story it tells you basically is this. Matter is not the king of the universe. Rather, matter is its love slave. As such, matter rebels and escapes. It wants to go into the imaginal realm. It wants to get into quantum amazingness and more possibilities. It doesn't want to be time-bound. It doesn't want to be bound-bound. It doesn't want to be space-bound. It wants to get out. It wants to be where soul is. It wants to be with soul. But so, matter is the slave. It's the rebound. It's that which reflects something of soul back. So think of now as matter as a sacrifice which reflects back soulness. But in so doing, it comes alive. By realizing that all matter is time-bound, and realizing that everything that's evolving comes from these two time streams, one from the past into the present, then one from the present into the future, then from the future back into the present, and back into the past so that we can weave and tell our story and make a consistent history of all things. All that's going on. You have to remember that these streams are outside of matter and energy and space and time. And in these streams, in this flowing, once you begin to see it, there is a possibility for you to enter into and shape those streams, those flows, by how you enter into it. Kind of like when you put your foot in a stream up in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and as you put your foot in and step in a certain place, how the water goes around you, just your little foot has changed the whole stream. Or a drop of perspiration from your nose could fall in the water, and even though it's a small drop, it changes the whole stream. So you have an effect on the stream, on this flow. You're not just a victim of it. By the way that this enters is through a process that I'm going to tell you about a little later. It's called identifying. It's how you identify that makes that little blip on the stream. It's what you identify with which affects the flow of the stream. It's what you identify with that creates the karmic debts for yourself and for all other beings. It's what you identify with that makes the universe. You are the real creator here. So here's what we're dealing with here. If you identify with the past and your fear and your survival, and that becomes the main thing you identify with, then those karmic patterns keep propagating into the stream. These are the kind of pollutions of the stream. These are the things that affect the probability flows. These are the things which affect the dialogue, the intercourse between the past and the present and the future, and shape it and model it and move it. If you identify with your fear and your egoic self and your need for survival, which is something that may have been very important as we were finally becoming conscious of ourselves as beings, it may have been very important to do that. But if you continue to identify it, then you'll continue to produce that kind of thing. Now, the thing about animals is they can't identify with more than what they've been given to identify with, so to speak. But you are the human animal, and you can, through your imagination and your imaginal realm, learn to identify with something which is not necessarily connected with your survival. You can identify with your soul. You can identify with this greater beingness. You, in a very real sense, are holding all of us, all maybe 6 billion by now, in the palm of your hand. You, I mean you, yeah, you are the liberator of every sentient life form that walks this planet. You are the great liberator. You're as much an emancipator as Abraham Lincoln. You are the emancipator of all human suffering. You. Yeah, you. And you think, oh, no, it can't be me. No, no, no. I'm not talking to soul. I'm talking to you.